Welcome back. It still is Hard Facts in 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Sam Oracle Chinedu. Now, for this hour, we're looking at, the war against illegal oil refining. As the press officer of IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit South-South Inland Waterways, Aisha Ahmed, has narrated how she was arraigned on trumped-up charges by the Operation Sting units of the River State Police Command. Mrs. Ahmed says she was arrested on the 3rd of February 2022 and spent 53 days in the Port Hackett Correctional Center because she and her team refused to compromise with the police officers to release the owners of trucks impounded carrying illegally refined products. Let's hear from Ahmed.
My team, being the operational head, we went for an operation at Ishoko Olele area and impounded a van loaded with a HU. Without our knowledge that the old van, they have already settled the police when we abandoned them back. On our way back home that same night, around 1 a.m., at Morgue Gunshot, the vehicle broke down. Father SPA chairman came in that is a concrete issue, trying to explain that I have encountered some challenges with the security agency being the operation thing and so, and the SPA chairman on their funny issues on how to end the contract.
She said the Operation Sting Commander and Camp Commander Government House, as well as Port Hackett City Local Government Chairman, despite knowing her identity, treated her like a common criminal.
When the kiosk was on, we had to call in the Camp Commandant of Government House. I want to explain something to him. Crossing the border, he started hitting me with walking stick, beating me up. Later, they brought me to Operation Sting. My friend was pissed. There was no way for me to communicate. Within 6 hours, I'm in the cops premises. After spending 53 days in the correction center, the DPP came out and we were investigated that we are doing our duty. And we have been working hand in hand with all these officers. Even the operation state commander knows me very well. Just out of intimidation and envy with the camp of because they want to play a service program. That is why they acted swiftly at him.
Now, she spoke to journalists after she and her head of the operation, Tamino Saki Jack, were discharged and acquitted by a chief magistrate court presided over by Chief Magistrate A.O. Amadina. Naturally, there are too many questions connected to the story, but to answer those questions, we have Haji Aisha Ahmed, IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Units. Of course, she's a press officer joining us live in the studio. Good day, Mrs. Ahmed.
Good day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. And with her is Prince John Okorosa. He's the chairman, IPMAN Anti-Petroleum Crime. Good day, Prince John.
Good day, listeners.
All right. So thank you for making the time. Let's dive straight into business. Aisha, we heard your voice earlier speaking about what had been done to you. But let's get a clearer picture. What led to your detention? Where were you? What were you trying to do? And why were you detained?
What led my detection on that fateful day was the other day. That particular van, which was seized, that has that those adulterated products, broke down, and we'll look for a way to tow it between 1 a.m. to 6 in the morning. We succeeded in using a van to tow it to a particular point. It couldn't move any longer. There is no way a mechanic can work under that vehicle with such product. Mm. We decided to discharge the product for the mechanic to put the vehicle in order.
Okay.
The next thing was the LGA chairman coming in with the Operation Sting commander. They came in intimidating our boys. I was like, this is a job we are doing, and which they know us very well. The next hour is not up to 30 minutes. The camp commandant was there. The operation team commander, they were beating me up with my ID card on my neck. Not that they don't know me. They tore my clothes, removed my cape as a Muslim woman, beat me up with walking stick. The sign is still here, which is not yet healed. They dragged me into the vehicle and took me around the whole Port Harcourt. Throughout the night, they were moving around looking for a place where they will sell those products. We ended at Amausa. That is where we are. They now drove back again. The next thing, they took me to Operation Sink. Let me communicate with my family, my lawyer, even my chairman. There is no way. My chairman doesn't even know where I am. I said, I have two kids in the house. They don't know where I am. If I am dead or alive, they refused me access. The next thing I had, after when I finished my statement by 12 a.m., they called in my operational head. My operational head was writing his statement. When Mr. Femi, the two IC, came in and tell the IPO route that order comes from above, that woman's phone should not be released to her. If that phone released to her, that the case is going to turn against them. As early as 6 a.m., we are in the court premises. That is the ordeal, how I ended up being reminded in the prison custody.
Okay. So you said you had your ID card. They know who you were, who you are, rather.
Yes, sir.
Let's try to understand the operations of what you represent. Now, IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit, I believe.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to the chairman. What exactly is IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit? How were you set up and what is your function?
Okay. Actually, the IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit was constituted based on instruction from Mr. President.
Okay.
You know, the main purpose of creating this is to curtail illegal petroleum activities.
All right.
Mainly people we are looking at the IPMAN as people that are adulterating the product because they are marketers. They are looking for short ways or shortcuts of getting this product. So Mr. President ordered that IPMAN, if you are innocent, set up this unit.
Okay.
And you know, as civilians, they cannot do it alone. So we then, the national IPMAN body now have to seek for a collaboration with Defense Headquarters, okay, which we have a letter from them. We are physically there in the Defense Headquarters. We are inaugurated. Then they wrote a collaboration letter, sent it throughout the nationwide, that we should collaborate with all relevant security agencies.
Okay.
And we have even written to the police commissioner, River State, to that effect. We have worked with the River State Marine Police. We have been working with Sector 3. We have been working with other naval personnel across the globe, across the Federation. And in as much as we are concerned, the petroleum activities, we as civilians, is being perpetrated by mostly some of the security agents.
Okay, we'll get there. When were you inaugurated?
We're inaugurated 2000.
2000?
Yeah. In Abuja, in Defense Headquarters.
2021.
Last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not last.
And what operations do you carry out? How exactly do you tackle the bunker? What do you do? Your operation? Because she said she was out on the field with her team.
Yeah.
So what exactly do you do?
What we do mainly is to, once we sense it, we get information. So we have our network across.
Okay.
What we do is to immediately call for any relevant security agents that is close to us.
All right.
Then we'll go for the arrest. If we arrest, most times we find out that another sister agency or that same security outfit, a security man will come in the guise of they two are already on ground to arrest the product, or one for one reason, all just to aid the product.
All the times that this has happened, how did the IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit respond to it?
Yes, as rightly said, when you fight crime will definitely fight back. We have written series of letters to our national, which the Defense Headquarters has also given us some numbers to call whenever we sense situations like that. And that happened just of recent, that once we notice the presence of any security agent or any security man that wants to intrude or interfere in our work, we should call those numbers. And I think we are on that point now.
Okay. Now, on the day when Aisha was arrested, Were you also with...
Yeah, I was there.
No, with security agents.
Yeah. We are the Assistant Commissioner of Police, River State, in charge of operation.
Okay.
They charged 5 team of police van to the IPAN anti-petroleum crime.
For that particular operation?
That particular night.
When the resistance came, how did the security agencies respond?
As a matter of fact, when we got to Elele and apprehended this vehicle, on our way coming back, the vehicle broke down at Wanja Junction, in Bobu Junction. So while this thing was seriously pouring, we went there at about 11 p.m., then we left there at about 2 p.m. On getting to Wanja Junction, when this thing, most of us, including myself, we were almost tired. So, and as the vehicle was not forth moving, we looked for other alternative to at least convey it away from the road, because it was at the middle of the road.
Mm.
So when we were able to tow it down to that Obuna Valley Axis, close to our office, what happened was that the security agents feel we are already in our office premises. Okay. So they left.
So you were alone when...
We were alone. So when we discovered that these things were seriously pouring, I personally called the Assistant Commissioner of Police, telling him the situation on ground, that this thing is leaking, seriously. And I began to sense people, scooping the oil.
Mm.
And this thing could set any form of hazard. Our good work would now turn to bad kind of impression. So what do we do at that point? The only solution was to offload those things from the vehicle to a safer place.
Okay, the conversation around whether or not the product was illegal will obviously come up. But Aisha, how do you know that that particular truck had illegal products?
Sorry, let me answer that because I was in the operation.
Okay.
I was the one that led the operation.
Mm.
We got a tip-off from our intelligence unit that they were loading the vehicle.
Loading.
Okay. At the point of loading, we got the information. Yours truly, as soon as we get there, these things were tied and waterproof.
Okay.
It's about 120 drums, tied in waterproof, all waterproof, not in a particular truck or any distance, so it is considered illegal.
So the driver of the...
Driver of the vehicle was still... They still escaped the driver. That's
Operation
Sting people.
Okay.
Because we believe that they have already compromised with them. So it looks as if we are making them not to be relevant in terms of the kind of settlement they are doing with those people. It's like these people have already settled them and yet we are still apprehending them. So let them show us their power that they can, allege any kind of allegation on us and also bring us to book in the name of we are the people doing it. So they allow the driver of the same vehicle to go while they charge the IPMAN personnel to court.
All right, conversations with Aisha Ahmed and Prince John Okorosa of the IPMAN Anti-Petroleum Crime. After the break, of course, we talk some more. But you also get to be a part of the conversation. Don't go anywhere.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Sam Oracle Chinedu. I'm still here with Haji Aisha Ahmed, who is the press officer of IPMAN Anti-Bunkering Unit. And she's narrated how she was arraigned on trumped-up charges by the Operation Sting Unit of the River State Police Command. Prince John Okorosa, the chairman, IPMAN Anti-Petroleum Crime, is also right here. You're welcome once again.
Thank you.
All right. So, now, we understand what has happened to the point where you got to the truck and the things that followed. So, Aisha, you were taken. You said earlier that they moved around looking for where to sell the product.
Yes.
How do you know that's what happened? Did you hear conversations? Did they stop at the station?
They did not stop at the station. They went to this yam zone.
Okay.
At town, where I saw them with the people that are all those guys that are dealing on bunkery issues.
Okay.
When they buy, they put in the truck and went to the north. The camp commandant went straight to them, they discussed the matter. And when they were discussing, I was still inside the vehicle when they were discussing this issue. The next thing he comes in is that I could have released you, but your arrogance, your arrogancy, you were rotting in jail.
Do you remember the name of the camp commandant?
I couldn't remember his name. It's the camp commandant, Government House.
Okay.
Yes.
So, did you pick the conversation? Now, I mean, these are two men talking, you're in the car. Were you able to make out any words that they exchanged?
I didn't make up any words they changed because I saw some drums of diesels in that place, which shows that is exactly the business that is going on
that
there.
That kind of transaction usually happens.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, how did you get to spend 53 days in detention?
Well, it's a long story. It's something that I never visited. But I thank God that my innocency and the job which Mr. President have assigned to us in this South-South zone have made me to have an experience of what life is all about.
Okay.
Because without this, I wouldn't know that the innocent ones could be rotting in jail without the sin. With the sin that they didn't commit. And it's with this that I've known that definitely as we are fighting crime, crime will definitely fight back.
All right. So walk us through the process, you know, how you got to court from that point.
It was through DPP.
Okay.
Yes. That I came out from the detention. Because why we are being reminded is this, that the magistrate court has no jurisdiction in such matter.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, trumped up charges made up a part of the report. What were the charges?
They said the conspiracy and the economic sabotage.
Conspiracy and economic sabotage.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there are many more questions for you and for Prince, but we'd like to hear from you. You've heard from Aisha Ahmed of the Ipman anti-bunkering unit. How effective is a war against illegal oil refining? That's the question. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And of course, 0817-923-0009. Please turn off your radio as you call. You can also send messages to WhatsApp. Put your comments up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Halifax, good afternoon.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, please go ahead.
My name is Thomas, I'm calling from Abakre.
All right.
The program this evening, I so much love the program. Because what that woman is saying is exactly the call I've been sent to make 70 days. Because what is happening at East West Coast about this bunkering business? My brother, one day, police, these police people, they will kill themselves because of bunkering. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
Yes, because me, I go to work every morning. I see what happened at East West Coast after Mwitawan, they're going to call Mwitawan Junction as they're going to the bridge from Emowa. Those. Hello?
We're listening. We're literally listening
those
to you.
Those highway police, they say they come for security. All of them are not for security. They are not doing anything. They are just waiting for bunkering to collect money from them and discharge them. There is one big car. It looks like ambulance. There's five ambulance. They will load the ambulance full loaded with bunkering. And you see escort. Police people will escort the bunkering motor down to where they are going to.
Okay.
Every day they're telling themselves at East West Road because of another person's property.
All right. Thank you very much. Hard Facts, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening. Sorry, I choose to be anonymous. Want to thank God for that woman. But she's also thank God that as she was picked that night, that she's still alive. Why I'm saying so is anything would have happened to her to cover up what went on that business. So she should just be careful and thank God. This is the society we find ourselves in, my brother. Okay, you can imagine the town commandant from Government House. And it is Government House that said they are fighting this bounty. You see the irony of it. It's quite unfortunate the society we find ourselves in. You know that I know of somebody that is into the business, and I was asking him, how do you still do this business with the clampdown and the security? I say, my brother, leave that matter. Is it not human beings that are sent to fight this crime? So they come to that place, this and that, and they have been settled. Say anybody that say you are not going to walk along, they will tell you, you have your family, we know you. And you know, it's a risky thing, and we just have to be careful. And my brother, it's a terrible society. That woman says she has two children. Assuming that night she didn't return, what would have happened? If I was seven, it's so unfortunate, my brother. Except we sanitize our mind that we really want to sanitize this country. Sanitize whatever is around us, my brother. It's a difficult world. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening, Hard Facts. Your name, where you're calling from?
Good evening. This is Padre Abdul, calling from Mom Lady.
All right, go ahead.
I thank God for the studio for bringing out this issue. You see, if you are walking down through LMA, the home ready road, as you said, 48, 48, they have increased their taxes for up to 6, as I'm talking to you now. And some of them have bought a sapphire, I mean the police officer, they have bought a sapphire and phone that they used to provide a bunker. So please, government should do something about this. The police are contributing to the institution police country in the Nigeria here. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hard Facts, good evening. Good evening, Hard Facts.
Good evening, Oracle.
Good evening, please go ahead. I apologize for that. Hard Facts, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, my name is Ashton Carolyn.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when you have the right people to mind this task force, these same police big men will transfer those kind of people, even in civil defense. They do. Father, I won't say much, but I just want to thank God. That's a civil defense officer I know then in LMA. You can't pass that Israel road. More like you will see your book. They transfer that man to Enugu. He was suffering in Enugu, he's from a cricket. What transfer to Enugu, say he doesn't know anything. What is he doing? Is people are making money. This country is corrupt. Madam, you cannot. We need people who have minds like that to man there. Don't go there. Your family will just waste your family. Thank you.
Okay. So, Madam, they've said that you should go back home. Speaking about home, in the 53 days, through the 53 days, how was your family faring?
It was not easy for my family because my children felt my absence, and my husband tries his possible best. He becomes the father, the mother, and every other thing in the house. So it wasn't an easy thing for my kids.
Okay. Now, Prince, you're the chairman. How did the incident with Aisha affect the working relationship between the Ipman anti-petroleum crime and security agencies?
Thank you very much. There is still this cordial relationship with the security agencies. It's okay. Not only police. Police is not the only security agencies that we are assigned to work with.
Okay.
And even in the police, there is a standing order from IG that it is only IG Pipeline that is in charge of petroleum matters.
Okay.
All these policemen you are seeing on the way stopping this thing, they are not assigned to do that. That's why you see this much compromise. The operations team too doesn't have any right of any kind to prosecute any petroleum product. There is a particular unit in police. It's called IG Pipeline. They are in charge of this petroleum matters. All of them you are seeing stopping, harassing people with bike and all those things, they are just scavenging for what they will feed.
So how can I tell IG Pipeline apart from other police officers?
Yes, the IG Pipeline is a known unit that is created by Inspector General of Police to tackle this thing across the country. Then we have the naval unit, we have the civil defense, we have the army, including the Air Force, which we have gone operation with also. So this particular operations thing's attitude, we cannot, erode it to all the police force.
I understand. Now, the unit might be known, but the officers are unknown. If I see somebody who is attached to the IG pipeline, is it written on what they're wearing?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. It's very well. IG pipeline is written on their
you
uniform.
You see it.
Yes.
So if a police officer is doing something along the lines of, you know, illegal oil refining and does not have IG pipeline written on their vest or shirt or whatever, they are not...
They are not. We call the commissioner of police, and at least we have reported such scenarios. We have reported such scenarios to the commissioner of police, and he's immediately swinging into action.
All the times you reported, how did the commissioner respond?
In fact, he doesn't take it lightly with them.
And there's one scenario that...
Sorry. Okay. There was this issue that happened that made us to like have a loggerhead with the operations team.
Sink.
Okay.
There was this truck parked at Obunabale by
Eastern
by
Bypass.
Eastern Bypass. Loaded with 43,000 liters of illegally refined product.
Okay.
We tried to, when we cited this thing, they came and gave us the information. We were trying to know the particular people that parked this thing. When we accosted the policemen that they are men of operations Stink, they said it was their boss that kept it there.
Yes.
The next thing we did was to call the CP.
Who's your boss in this?
No,
the commandant, the operations team commander.
Okay.
And we called the CP. He said, CP is aware, the governor is aware, everybody's aware of that truck staying there, we should stay clear. I told him I will not stay clear. We called the CP. CP said he doesn't know anything about that truck, that we should make findings about it. But we called the second time. He said the Port Harcourt City local government chairman is aware, and I personally spoke with the Port Harcourt City local government chairman. He said the CP is aware, everybody is aware, they should stay clear, that the governor is aware. And then later asked the press secretary, since it has become a controversial issue, later on that point, discuss with them so that we'll need the next line in action.
Okay.
From that point, we begin to have issues with operations Stink. That was where we'll have the loggerhead with them.
So that was the genesis of...
All the crisis.
That is the genesis. The genesis of all the crisis there is that when I call the AC, when CP gave the order that I should contact the AC ops, I contacted the AC ops. AC ops makes his calls around. They, all of them, we are denying. They know nothing. Whereas their boys have already come to our office, which my boss called them to come down, if not so that we are going to hand them over to the CP. Before they followed him and come inside the office, that's when he called me in. I tried to find out. I called the AGH, the Fada local government chairman. I personally called him. He said, it's not up to 30 minutes that the operations team commander called him that he should said he is the one that gave him order to pack that truck there. That he should claim it.
Interesting. I think if we made a script out of this, the drama would run to infinity and beyond. So far, the commissioner has been responsive and supportive.
Yes.
What was the response to Aisha's case, the 53 days in detention? How did the commissioner respond?
It's very unfortunate that the commissioner wasn't even aware that I was in detention.
For the entirety of the time?
Yes.
What were you and other people in the unit doing?
Okay, I was also declared wanted, you know. I was declared wanted that I am the paramount. I am the paramount head of the group that they should get me arrested and they will shut down our office. They called Abuja and they tried to know my authenticity, how we operate. And Abuja told them I am an authentic person operating under IPMAN. So why she is saying the CP was not in the picture is that they were arrested that night, and with less than 8 hours. They were in the premises of the court before the court gate opened. That is like rush and make sure you send her, give her charges that at least she will be remanded. Knowing fully well that charge, the magistrate does not have jurisdiction over it.
Remind me of the charges again.
Conspiracy and economic
sabotage. Okay.
Mainly, conspiracy could be considered, but economic sabotage, there's no jurisdiction over it. So definitely the matter will be referred to DPP or Federal High Court. And you'll be in a waiting trial pending the determination of the report of the DPP or the High Court. So we now proceeded to... I did not call a CP anyway. Based on that, while she was in police custody, that's why she's saying he's not aware of it.
Well, the thing is, obviously, there will be controversies back and forth and argument. I don't want to believe, even though the question of jurisdiction comes up, that a police officer does not have the right to stop a truck with illegal products and do his job as a police officer. Even though a unit might have been given the power to take step two and three, a police officer should be able to.
And if he does that, he will refer the matter to IG Pipeline.
But again, he should be able to. Being a police officer,
he can apprehend, but hand them over to IG Pipeline.
IG Pipeline, not him. Keeping
all right, IG Pipeline. Yeah. Let's take some calls. 0817-923-0002. Good evening. Hard Facts. Talk to me.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Please go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Harry.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Let me sincerely appreciate Prince John Okorosa for his doggedness, because I actually witnessed what happened, what transferred that money. It is indeed a shame to the local government council and government officials involved in that ill manner that melted on that woman. I thank God, because he stood out. It was even like a shame where he saw people cited that he has been bounded, he has been this. In fact, they went as far as saying that because he was having an ambition to contest the House of Rep, in the place where they thought he belongs to, or it's not his village. These are all the allegations that melted on them that got them to this level of indiscriminate behavior from the council chairman, the police head, and whatever that is involved. It's a shame, but I thank God that he stood out and proved his innocence to the world. Please, you people should also pull up this matter. Just like some NGOs have said, they will pull up this matter. Let them try and do something so that the government should know that it is not so illegal. People are suffering illegally in this thing, detention. So that this thing will not help. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hard Facts, good evening. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Yeah, all right, let me tell my TV girls in your studio that the same thing they suffer, I suffer the same thing too. All right, can you imagine that I took my friend maybe to an illegal bumping site last year? What, you know what they do? I took them there. They said, I showed them the place. Instead of them to burn the place, what did they came out? And we're making calls, they took another boat. You know what they did? They now call the people that no one that they know the people that own that place. That's also they now told them the social setting brought us here out. They now told them that they should come out, they should leave the place, that they will spend their money. You know, they went and collect $4 million from them. I'll now disclose the identity, my identity to the broker. I was so shocked, horrible. I see God. Now they now call me and said that you can show them another place. I think, what about the place that I want to show you people? Will not spawn on that place. You think I should don't worry if they know that place. And now the client said, I'm not going to show them anything again. What they did, what the thing they used, because they gave my number to the people, they started calling me. Oh boy, you know what they say, too much money cannot do, more money can do it. I said, who is this? Oh boy, no try again, no carry anybody, no carry any security, go with that place. Anywhere where they do something else. Because they said to them, I was so shocked. So, people will not stop. I'll tell you again there in the video that they should be very, very careful. I was the victim of that. It's just like I was coming back from travel today. The next police should not check into that family, they should not check them out. Police are still checking. They are checking. If you ask them, you'll pass you. So, this thing will not stop. The security agency. They remove their hand. What I'm telling you is not a lie. I'm giving you a very truth matter of what happened to me. So since that day, I say no, I will not put my hand again in these issues.
All right.
So that's it.
Thank you very much. Hard Facts, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please go ahead.
My name is Henry, calling from the Mwale government.
Go ahead, Henry.
I love this program of illegal bunkering you're talking about now. I want, like, if the governor or the local government chairman, if they want us to, if they're masses, if they want to...
Yes, please, go ahead.
If they want the masses to help them in stopping this illegal bunkering, they should bring out one number to be calling them whenever we see these bunker people on the way. Yeah, I'm very right to do that.
Hello, good evening. Hard facts.
Hello, Samaruku.
Yeah, good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Mr. Samuel calling from Portland.
All right.
The story I'm listening is very funny, just as if the actual issue and the president question. An agency that was formed by.
All right. Well, as I said, there are too many episodes to this drama. Now, I have the court order right here as presented by Aisha and Prince. It says Commissioner of Police versus Aisha Mohammed. Terminus Saiki Uduma Jack. Upon this matter coming up before this honorable court for hearing and determination, Inspector Letitia appear for the prosecution. As you will come appear for the defendants. It's hereby ordered that pursuant to DPP's legal opinion, this case is struck out and defendants are discharged. Has this court order been followed? Has it been obeyed?
They were already on bail before the court order came out.
Okay.
But there's further court orders that have not been obeyed.
It is further ordered to Operation Sting of the Nigeria Police River State Commander to release to the defendants the operational vehicles, the van carrying the product, and the 120 drums of diesel. To the defendants immediately. The vehicles are Toyota Sienna, the number is here, AMB145GK, Nissan Xterra, number AAA8990K, the truck number CRM510XHGAWA, Toyota 4Runner, number PHC828AA, Nissan Pathfinder Jeep, given at Port Hackleton the seal and hand of the presiding chief magistrate this 31st of March 2022.
Yeah.
We're currently in April. Now, shortly, we're going to scan these documents and it will be on our Nigeria Info official social media pages. Have that been obeyed?
They have never obeyed it. Yet on Friday, we cancel and the bailiffs took this thing to the operations team commander.
Okay.
We were told that the commander asked them that they should not receive any court order from anybody.
They told you that?
Yes, we even went there today. He said he's not receiving any court order. So we took it to the OC Legal, which it was received by the OC Legal today, just some hours ago.
Okay.
So we're expecting a call from them.
Interesting. All right, let's look at the aftermath. Now, we've seen that some legal proceedings we pursued. I'm going to try to get that report because I know that there is, an order issued by Chief Magistrate which was cited by a correspondent director of Operation Sting of the Police Command to release the Ipman operational vehicle, which is what I just...
Yes,
I just read now. So they've not released that. The van carrying products and 120 drums of diesel. Yeah, I have that court order right here in the studio. Now, moving on, the Center for Basic Rights Protection and Accountability Campaign has expressed disappointment at the action of Operation Sting and Camp Commandant of the Government House. The coordinator, Prince Wiro, said the incident shows the security agents are using the courts to prosecute innocent Nigerians. He added that the action of the police unit is questionable and the organization is considering petitioning the IGP and the Police Service Commission. So this is the position of the basic rights protection. What have you decided to do following your release? Are you pursuing?
For sure, I will pursue the issue.
Okay, legally.
Legally.
All right, that's interesting. We'll take a few calls, a few messages. Hard facts, good evening. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigerian.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your name?
Please, I want to appreciate. Why I also take some time to appreciate my guest in the studio here, the lady. That God has guided her in the hands of our security agency out now. She needs to be extremely very careful because it is not over. You know, it's the crime, the rate of crime in this society. If ordinary citizens would be able to say that the crime are being aided by a security agency, it will look as if somebody is undermining or is blackmailing the police. But I'm very happy that God preserved our lives here today. Please please, I want to make very few comments that should be put into proper consideration and take note of them. Because you might wish to remember, you may need to remember my comments today regarding my contribution towards this discussion. Faith. There should be a number that is when ordinary citizens come across some things on the road regarding illegal bungling with policemen, they should be able to call and say, this is a number, or we are calling to pass information to the right agency, maybe the IGP monitoring agency in their, with their, which they are partnering with them. Secondly, you should not also be the one to go to that operation same office to present the court document and demand for the release of what is supposed to be released to you. Please, I need to be very careful. Be very careful and be very careful what you're about. Because when you are trying to do the right thing, Nigeria was founded in life and the streets. So anytime you come up to tell somebody the truth, they will hate you. You become a public enemy.
Thank you very much. So the first thing he said, if I see something, how can I say something? Is there a way to reach out to...
Yeah, we have a number we give out.
And anybody can call the number if they see something?
Yes.
Okay.
But for other security or sister agencies, we don't know if they are giving out their contacts to the public or not.
Okay. And when I call this number or give information, how do you follow up?
Now, presently, what we have decided to do is not to use a particular set of the security. We will call up to 2 to 3 different agencies. So that we'll go there together.
Okay, so give those numbers.
080-52-42-9744.
Okay.
Again.
One more time, yes.
080-52-42-9744.
All right. We have a few messages here. Someone says, over 6 trucks moving together around oil mill heading to Omoku. I've seen them before. So hopefully you can call those numbers to make that complaint. My brother, as far as Agrical LGA and Isaka Town are concerned, nothing has improved. Go to Isaka and see for yourself what's going on. Also to Okreka in all water side, especially Island Jetty, the links, Okariama and Min Okreka. Same jetty the LGA chairman uses to get into Okreka. Well, time is never enough. Well, thank you very much, Aisha Ahmed, for making the time.
Thank you
and
very
glad
much.
That you're safe. Hopefully you're recovering. Thank you very much, Prince.
Thank you very much.
All right, so as events unfold on this, we'll keep you updated. Shortly, we'll post the court order and the documents they have here on our social media. That's Twitter, Facebook, so everyone can see it. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
All right.